is not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
There I am, Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. And a few months ago, I had a book that I co-edited published called Easy to Love But Hard to Live With, Real People and Visible Disabilities, True Stories, and People with Mental Illnesses or Autism Spectrum Disorder, Dyslexia to ADHD, anything that you look at the person and you can't tell. And so I wish I had known this woman back when I was putting my book together, but now she has an anthology coming out. She is a fantastic Sarah Fader who started Stigma Fighters. Hi, Sarah. Oh, it's so nice to have you on, Sarah. This is such an important topic. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself, your own personal experience with mental illness, and when you decided that, you know what, we need to share our stories to make a difference.
I am 35 years old. I have lived with panic disorder for my entire adult life. I started having panic attacks when I was 15, and I didn't know what they were. I just knew that I was experiencing these severe symptoms of racing heart, and I felt very fearful of what I was experiencing. Luckily, I do have a mother who copes with anxiety, so she was able to guide me through and direct me to help. I got into therapy very quickly, but I still lived in silence for the majority of my teenage years and my adult life, until I had children and I started to reflect on what it would be like for them if they were to grow up with an anxiety disorder or depression, and how would they feel about living in silence. And that's when I decided that I wanted to share my story publicly about living with panic disorder. So I wrote about it on the Huffington Post, on their healthy living section, and I received tremendous feedback from all over the world about my story and people saying, thank you for being so honest, and I live with anxiety, and I'm so glad that you're able to speak up so candidly. And what it made me think was that there is no place, or there was no place, for people to be able to share their story about living with mental illness. So I created Stigma Fighters. StigmaFighters.com began as a blog series where people could share their stories about living with schizophrenia, PTSD, depression, anxiety, OCD, borderline personality disorder. We have a collection of essays that range about just so many wonderful journeys and people speaking freely about these conditions, these invisible illnesses, as you mentioned before. So I'm very happy that people have a place to be vocal about these issues. And then I actually decided that I wanted to make Stigma Fighters come off of the internet and become a nonprofit organization. And I wanted to be able to go into high schools and colleges and speak about mental illness. And that is the next step for Stigma Fighters. So we are in the process of obtaining our 501c3. We filed, and in the meantime, we are publishing an anthology of stories from the website with Book Trope. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, I am so excited about it as well. You know, I grew up with somebody very close to me who had agoraphobia. And I would say, you should just tell people, you know, why you can't go to the party. And she'd be like, what? I can't. They're not going to understand. And I think maybe I'm unusual or something, because I was like, well, just tell them, you know, what if you had diabetes, right? But it doesn't work that way in our society, does it, unfortunately?
It really doesn't. And when I was younger, I used to have a litany of excuses as to why I could not attend events. I would just make things up because I wasn't comfortable telling people it's because I have anxiety. You know, it's not socially, or it wasn't socially acceptable to say that. So, and I do have somewhat of, I do struggle with social anxiety as well, so I can relate to that agoraphobia story. I think the dialogue is changing now. I think people are more willing to talk about mental health. There still is stigma, but I think that we are working so hard, especially here at Stigma Fighters, to stop people from being silenced and being able to say, you know what, I can't hang out tonight because I'm feeling anxious and I'm feeling like I need to spend time by myself. I don't feel like I can be around other people at the moment.
That is so important, Sarah. It makes such a huge difference. What are some natural things that you do to help your own anxiety? Or what have you heard that it worked for other people as well?
I've practiced mindfulness meditation since I was about 17. It was the only thing that helped me with anxiety when I was younger. And that was before I was in therapy, but I was not at the time on medication, and it was a game changer for me. Meditation is essential for people that have anxiety. It is so important because it reminds you that you are in your physical body, and you can come back to basics. You can remember that even though you are experiencing physical symptoms of anxiety, you will be okay. And you are still breathing, and you are still alive, and you will get through this. Meditation is just absolutely wonderful.
Oh, that's great. You know, explain panic disorder for people who aren't really familiar with what that exactly means.
Panic disorder is an anxiety condition in which you feel a threat. So you feel that something is threatening you, and you're experiencing racing heart and chills, and you feel as if the three things that are associated with a panic attack are fight, flight, or freeze. So you're going to feel like you need to run away, fight it, or you'll freeze. And that is how you feel during a panic attack. It is as if you have a bear chasing you, but there is no bear. It is extremely terrifying to experience a panic attack. It feels extremely, you feel alone. You feel like you cannot control what's happening in your body. There are so many physiological symptoms associated with anxiety or panic. And if you don't know what you're experiencing, it can be very, very, very scary.
You know, the person I mentioned earlier that I grew up with, who I was close to, she said it felt like you were going to die. Like, it was just absolutely horrendous. So I know that it can be so scary. What have you learned through some of the stories? Has it made you feel less alone? Does it give you hope? Give us some of the things that could come out of this for you.
I find all of the stories on Stigma Fighters inspiring, because it shows me that we are not alone, even if we think that we are the only person experiencing depression, loneliness, anxiety, OCD. It reminds me that all those years I felt isolated, look at all the people around me that were feeling similar feelings. It is so enlightening. I read those stories and I feel empowered and I feel inspired and I feel like I can go and live another day and feel like we are so similar as human beings and we don't even know.
Oh, I love that. Now, Sarah, for people listening, if they're thinking, geez, I have a story I want to share, how would they do that?
Well, you can go to stigmafighters.com and you can click on the submit link, and we have a submission form, and you can type your story right into that form and submit it, and we will publish your story. If it is a personal narrative, this is the thing that we stress about Stigma Fighters. It needs to be something that has never been published before, and it is about you and your experience with mental health issues.
Well, Sarah, it has been so great having you on. The time goes by way too fast. You can learn more by going to www.stigmafighters.com. You can also follow Sarah at OSNSMom and at stigmafighters.com. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Naturally Savvy and at Your Radio MD. Stay well and have a great day.